The weekend was chock-a-block full of stuff going on with Bernie Shines. The Mayor's Garden Party on Saturday was very popular, apparently.
It was. Look, about 100 people enjoyed a beautiful garden in the pouring rain. But it was just such a lovely event. A fashion parade, yeah, it was just great. And they raised about $1,000 for the hospice, Northwest Hospice Care, which is a fantastic cause.
It is indeed. And luckily the weather was a bit better on Sunday, because there's a lot of stuff going on yesterday as well. The Bernie 10, huge success, over 3,000 people. Perfect running conditions, actually, a bit overcast, no wind and not too warm.
It was so fabulous for Bernie 10. I came in just as I was driving in the opposite direction, just as the race was on, and it was just amazing to me to see so many people. The day looked so beautiful, you know, especially compared to the day before. And the thing that really struck me was, as, you know, the crowd sort of see each other, the elite runners that are like at my 0.6, which is on the way back, and the most of the crowd, you know, sort of like at 0.3 or something.
Yep.
But as soon as they see the elite runners, they all give them a big cheer and a clap, and it's just such a great atmosphere, isn't it?
It is. And for a lot of people, you know, like 98% of them don't go in it to win it, obviously. They just go in it to finish it, to have a bit of extra exercise, maybe to do it in a certain time, or just because it's a nice day to go for a walk, because you can also walk it as well as run. But it also brings out a lot of spectators too, and gee, they encourage everyone, don't they? It's a tremendous atmosphere, as you said.
And even the other competitors, you know, they're just cheering their lead people along. I just thought, wow, if it was me running there, I'd be sort of begging for mercy. It was great to see that. I really enjoyed seeing that.
Yeah, not enough drink stations, and they only serve water, so that's no good for us.
I'll go around on your bike with you. How
about
that?
Okay. Maybe next year. The reason you were going the opposite direction, though, is because you were on your way to the Long Table Gala Lunch, which was a pretty special thing too, because it also celebrated the 40th anniversary of the Bernie Arts and Function Centre.
That's right. And they had this, you know, a six-course amazing degustation lunch by palate. It was just the most incredible thing. Everybody loved it. And then a whole heap of people from there went on to Cool Train at the Point. So that we had the series of live at the Point every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 to 5. And that was the fourth and final one in the series for October. So it was just such an enjoyable day. Again, it was a beautiful weather. Everybody came out. And then the degustation people came and all dressed up to the nines. Fabulous, you know, to dance off some of the calories, probably.
Yes, well, probably so, yeah. But as I say, the Live at the Point was very, very popular. I'd imagine that'll be part of the program next year because of its huge success.
Yes, you know, I think there's actually a mood for it to continue on a much more frequent basis.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Mm. Because, you know, 100 people each Sunday coming along to, you know, listen to local music. It's just a sensational thing. So I think there's certainly a mood in the room in the last four weeks of people that like to see it continuing.
Oh, sounds like a good idea. And they're only charging $5 to go in, so it's a pretty cheap afternoon as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, up this week in Bernie Shines, a few events on this week. We'll touch on a couple of them, the bigger ones, I suggest. Floral sculpture demonstration and book signing with Loose Leaf. This is being held on Wednesday. And a couple of very well-known authors coming over for this.
That's right. Well, they're really certainly renowned in Australia as floral designers. So it's Wona Bay and Charlie Lawler. They've got a new book, and it's actually a project book, so it's like details, 10 fantastic floral sculpture projects that you can make at home.
All right, yep.
Brand new book, and they're coming to Tasmania to launch it here, so we're pretty excited about this.
Mm.
So there's a demonstration, and the book launches on Wednesday night.
Okay, that's at Bayviews in down by the water. $15 includes demonstration and refreshments. So it's a pretty good night as well.
That's right. And if you want to buy the book and get it signed by the authors, it'll cost you $60. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good. And you can also get the book through, not just books, in Bernie as well. Playgroup Tasmania Teddy Bears Picnic. This has been around for a few years now, and this is always a hugely popular event. It's on this Wednesday in the Bernie Park from 10 till 12.
That's right, and I've been talking to the event organisers. They've got a lot of activities. It's a free event for littlies, and I was not actually aware that there were quite so many people that went to this, but there are thousands.
Mm.
So if you've got a little person in your life, get them to bring their favourite teddy and come down to Burney Park for some fantastic free fun and games.
Yep, that's free, as you said, from 10 to 12. And also on Thursday night, speaking of books and things like that, Rachel Treasure, I spoke to her on the show a couple of weeks ago. She's launching her new book, followed up by a movie, and the book is called Down the Dirt Road, which is an interesting title, but she's got a fairly rural background, hasn't she?
She has. She's, you know, very renowned as a rural romance writer. This book, I understand, is a little bit different to that.
It's a little biographical, she told me, so yeah.
Yeah, and it sort of talks about her journey in of how she's, you know, I guess, seeing living on the land from someone who's grown up on the land in a traditional environment to see how you can do that in a different way. So the movie, which she references in her book, is called Polyfaces, and it's a portrait of, it's an Australian-made movie, but it's of what Time magazine called the most innovative farmer in the world. And it's this guy who's just started looking after his environment and doing things differently on his farm, you know, after five generations of doing things traditionally. And in the process has regenerated his environment, his soils, but also the micro community around that area.
Mm.
And so it's got a lot of really good kind of lessons, I guess, for Tasmania, because we are also living in that kind of...
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It's at the Metro Cinema on Thursday night, 6.30 for drinks, and you can have a chat to Rachel and get a book signed if you want to while you're there. The movie starts at 7.30, goes for about an hour and a half, and everything's free, so you need to book. That's the important thing, though, don't you?
That's right. Limited space, but you get free drink, free question and answer, meet the author, a little story about her, and then the movie. Everything's included in that 100% money back guarantee, doesn't cost you a thing kind of price.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Yeah, and you need to book at burneytickets.com.au, or you can also ring the council. I think it's the council number, 6431 9039. That might be a council number, or it might be the theatre, I'm not sure, but anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at in the program. But anyway, thanks for that, Jenny. It sounds like another big week, and I promise I'll ring you this Friday and we'll talk about what's coming up on the weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Martin.
Thank
Bye.
You.